Will you be one of the 5-11? You've probably seen this all around on our video monitors in the gathering space, on the bulletin. I've even seen that there's little stickers on some of our volunteers that say, will you be one of the 5-11? And this is a kind of campaign that we're trying to start before this upcoming school year. My friends, here at St. John's, we are trying to embrace our mission to go make disciples of Jesus Christ in a new way, kind of have a new ardor, new spirit to go out and make disciples. And we need help to do it. So the question, will you be one of the 5-11, is a question we're asking here at the parish to ask all of you to step up to what ministries can you serve in? What ministries is God calling you to? And last week, we asked not to make a decision right then, but rather to go home and pray and ask the Lord, first of all, what gifts have you given me? Each of us has been given gifts, something special, special talents, abilities, gifts that is given solely to us, not merely for our own use, but to serve others. And the second question, Lord, give me the courage to use those gifts, to step up in ministry and ask, Lord, how can I serve your church? If this question, these questions, this ask, if you will, is a little intimidating, perhaps you've not served at a church before, perhaps the idea of serving in a ministry is intimidating, do not be afraid, as the Lord says to us so many times. I was talking with one of our staff members, Jen Mayer, recently, as we're talking about this, the new direction in our parish, and she was telling me a story about one of the first times she took on a new ministry. She, one day, about 15 years ago, was asked to go take Holy Communion to a friend of hers, someone she had known for many years in the parish who worked at their parish welcome desk. And this was a new ministry for her. She had never done this before, so she stepped up and said, sure, I'll do it if you guys show me how. So they showed her how. She went to the person's home, delivered Holy Communion. And she thought it would be a one-off deal, just one time. But the people asked, could you do this again? She said, now that you've shown me, sure. You've taught me how to do this, absolutely. But given some of the time commitments in the parish, she said she was only able to go every couple weeks. And she thought, does this person really even care? You know, I can only go every once in a while. But one day she brought Holy Communion to her friend, and her friends told her, last night I wasn't able to sleep because I was so excited that Jesus was coming to me. Isn't that beautiful? So excited Jesus was coming to me. And Jen felt this amazing privilege to be able to bring Jesus to her friend. Eventually, her friend became more and more ill and passed away. And right before they passed away, they had this small exchange. A couple weeks after the funeral, Jen was approached by another friend of hers, and the friend asked, you know, as you were going through this process of bringing Holy Communion to your friend, out of curiosity, what were the last words that she said to you? Without even missing a beat, Jen said, thank you. Thank you. The person looked for a second and said, what were the last words that you said to her? Thank you. Thank you. And as I was talking with Jen, it was amazing that this story happened 15 years ago, and she can tell it as if it happened yesterday. It is a memory that she treasures, and a memory that she realizes, yes, this is how the Lord works. But yes, she was able to bring Jesus to someone. But the Lord was also speaking to her in the fact that she was ministering. Her heart was lifted. New life was given to her. My friends, we are moving in a new direction in this parish. Reaching out to the people of Severna Park, the people of our parish, our family and friends who may not be coming to Mass, may not know the Lord, may not know the love of Jesus. And all our efforts are to bring them to that love. So what is this to look like? What is this new direction to look like? How amazing would it be is if we as a parish were able to impart to someone, if someone were to come to our parish that someone in our that drives up in our parking lot, that we would have parking lot ministers greeting them as they get out of their car with a smile, that they'd be greeted at the door by greeters and know a special love when they sit down in a pew and know that someone is going to be praying for them that week. That welcome is the love of Jesus Christ and His church. How amazing would it be to have someone encounter Jesus Christ in Alpha or one of our many ministries here in the parish? How amazing would it be for our young people, our children, to not only know the Mass, but be engaged in it, that they can go from a small group in our faith formation right before Mass, have a small group to talk about the faith, talk about their relationship with Jesus, and be introduced to Him, perhaps for the first time, and know and understand that when they come to Mass with their family, this is the closest they will be to God this side of heaven. How amazing for all of us that when we come to Mass, that we would understand what is happening, that the message would speak to us, that we would know through the proclamation of the Word that when we go up to Holy Communion, that this is Jesus we receive. My friends, this new initiative, this new direction, the question, will you be one of the 511, is to get to that goal. That we would come together to impart Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus throughout our community. Friends, we each have gifts. We each need to use those gifts in the service of the Lord. Sometimes we can seem like the people in these scripture passages. The woman caught in kind of that stranglehold of a disease, of illness, a part of her life that she can't seem to shake. It isn't that sometimes us. We feel burdened by life, weighed down by the crosses we all carry. We can sometimes seem like our faith or the faith life of our family and friends is dead. And the Lord tells us, do not be afraid. Your faith is not dead. The faith of your family and friends is not dead. It is but asleep. Give it to me and I will breathe new life into the faith of those around you. You just need to trust me and follow me. Take up your cross and follow me and I will do amazing things. My friends, as we move toward this vision of making disciples of Jesus Christ, for all of us, for whatever gifts we can bring, how amazing would it be for one of you to be the parking lot minister, to be the greeter at the door, those who are the first impression of Jesus to people? How amazing would it be to be the minister of Christ on an Alpha retreat or Alpha program, to see conversions happen and your prayers produce miracles? How amazing would it be to watch the children of our parish learn the faith and suddenly, as it clicks, realize that they are beloved sons and daughters of a Father who will always love them, one who will always be with them, and they will never be alone and always have love. How amazing would it be for one of us to proclaim the scriptures and to see hearts moved by the word of God? How amazing would it be to go to distribute Holy Communion and realize that you are giving Jesus to someone and watch the expression on their face as they realize that reality? My friends, this week we have in the bulletin a handout which has a list of our different ministries and what we need, the exact numbers of what we need. And there are so many ministries here in the parish, but as we move forward, we need to step up in certain areas of hospitality, faith formation, and helping out here at the liturgy. So if you could take home a bulletin and look at what we need here at the parish to be one of the 511, perhaps go online to our parish website and sign up. The Lord needs each one of us to make this vision become a reality. And when we stepped up to ministry, imagine the stories that we can tell of receiving that thank you from someone and being able to say that thank you, because it will be us showing Jesus to them and us seeing Jesus in them. And finally, one day, as we lay down our lives in whatever we're called to, in our vocation, in living out our ministry, maybe in this parish, maybe elsewhere, whatever we do in life, to reach the gates of heaven and hear the thank you of Almighty God. Well done, good and faithful servant. Come, share your master's joy.